Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 16th day of NaNoWriMo, and today we are taking your writing to your limit. Now is a perfect time to reflect on your progress from the last 2 weeks. If you continue at your current rate, will you reach your goal? If so, great, keep on that path. If not, think about what you can do in the next 2 weeks to get you in a better place to get there. Once you're aware of what needs to change, you can refocus, and then you'll be in a great place to continue on in your NaNoWriMo journey. Now, if you're anything like
someone we know,
you may have some thoughts that are preventing you from moving forward as you'd like. What if you're over halfway through your story or on the way there, but you're feeling boxed in? I'm going to share 3 things to take into consideration that can expand your current writing limit in terms of what you can write, who you write it for, and how you write it. Da, 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 da. The first thing to take into consideration is genre. What type of story are you writing? If you found yourself picking a genre at the beginning of the month and trying to fit your story into that genre and you're having a difficult time, this may be a good time to reassess. Remember, genre is not limited to a specific way to write. It just tends to have the same story elements in common with other stories in that genre. Don't feel boxed in terms of having to write a story that sounds like all of the other stories that you've read. This is your story. You can write it however you like. The second thing is age. Who are you writing this for? How old are they? Are your characters really relatable to somebody in the age of your target audience? Here's a fun thing to do. If you have characters that are the same age as other people you know, why not talk to them and find out what they're into and incorporate some elements of that into your story? That'll make it more relatable, and you may learn a thing or two about what the kids of any age are into these days. The third thing to consider is the type of story that you can tell. The only limits that you have on your story are the ones that you put on it. What type of story would you like to read? Do you have a favorite character from a book, TV show, or movie? How about having one of your characters be heavily influenced by this favorite character of yours? I mean, how fun would it be to have your main characters make a vital decision by pausing and saying, "Now, if she were in my shoes, what would Sophia from the Golden Girls do?" Or, "How would Indiana Jones get himself out of this bind?" Having your characters imagine themselves in another persona is a great way to open up the possibilities of what you can write. You have a chance to Walter Mitty your way through a secret world or a universe as big as your imagination, with a little borrowing from the imaginations of those who have come before and have written great stories. I'm curious to know, if you felt at all limited by the genre, the age, or the type of stories that you're writing, let me know. Just use the hashtag AMADVox on Twitter, or you can tweet at me. That's all for today. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you have any questions, you can drop a comment on podcast.amadvox.com under the episode page. For reference, this is episode 16. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something outside of the box.